The best of both conventional and alternative medicine. It's the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Well, all right. Thank you so much for listening. If you heard the little teaser, I'm really glad that you're back, because I'm always happy to have every other week on my show the lovely, the talented, the prolific author, Esther Blum. Welcome. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Hi, hi, how are you?
Hi, can you hear me?
I can hear you now. I think that was another fabulous... Go ahead.
Good, and happy belated birthday, gorgeous girl.
Thank you so much. Oh my gosh. Okay, so now that we're connected, and I want to get right into our subject, because every time I pick up your book, I just, and I have it as a resource. The way that you write and the way that you express yourself, I think, is so important, because you really get the point across. But today we're going to be talking about the skinny on skinny fat. And I'm just going to give it over to you, because I think this is such an important piece for people to really understand.
And, you know, yes. I'm happy to see the trend finally shifting. I think we are at a really great crossroads in society where, you know, CrossFit and muscles and strong is the new skinny is coming into vogue, and strong is sexy, and muscles and curves are good on a woman. And the trend in the past has been that skinny is good, and that most people don't realize that you can actually be skinny and pre-diabetic at the same time. So just because you're skinny doesn't mean you're healthy. And extra body fat and muscle flab and insulin resistance can be a big problem. And what happens?
And Esther, don't you think the other part is true too? I have people that are morbidly obese and they're nutritionally deficient.
Yes, that's true too, because they're undernourished. Even though they're obese, they're not absorbing their nutrients or getting the proper nutrients in their body. I've heard so many great terms about that, but you're, you know, getting an excess calorie diet that's devoid of all nutrients. So with skinny fat, you're getting a low calorie diet that can still be devoid of all nutrients. So in both cases, you know, especially the skinny fat phenomenon, or even following low calorie diets, you can become skinny fat. And skinny fat means when you look skinny on the outside, but you have a lot of cellulite and jiggle and fat on the inside. And so what happens is, like, when you follow, for instance, a low-calorie diet for a while, you lose weight initially, and a lot of that weight is muscle mass. You're not eating enough protein or calories to sustain your muscle mass. And so you wind up, you may weigh less on the scale, but you actually wind up fatter than you did before you started the darn diet. And then your hunger hormones are out of whack for, you know, up to 8 months to a year afterwards. So it's a double whammy. So being thin is one thing, but without the muscular framework to support your lean look, your metabolism can be much slower and much less efficient and much poorer at handling insulin and carbs altogether.
Yeah, so, you know, it's so interesting, because one of my jokes is, like, at the gym, because everybody knows I'm a big CrossFitter, and I love it because of my athletic prowess that I've had all my life. And so now, as an older person, I just get a chance to kind of be fit across many different metrics. And one of my jokes is that somebody said something about my body the other day, and I said, well, you haven't seen me naked lately, right? So they said something complimentary. And of course, because, you know, I can't take it in. I have to, like, deflect it in some way. So I'm like, well, you haven't seen me naked lately. But I think with the skinny fat, that's true. People are thin. They fit in these size twos, etc. But then from a composition perspective, I think we're looking at the composite body composition. So lean
body
muscle mass. Yes. And then failing there.
They're failing. And so many people are obsessed with the numbers. Now, I have women, right, that are 120 pounds that I work with, and yet they're, you know, 25% body fat. And then I have women that are 140 pounds that have 12 to 15% body fat, and they have a bum and boobs that are still saluting the sun because their body fat's so low. And they both can wear the same size jeans. So, and, you know, friends of mine, I'm lucky to know many women who've done bodybuilding comps, and they have total strangers guess their weight, and they, on average, people guess 20 pounds less than they actually are. So don't be fooled. The scale is a number, and we all say, oh, yeah, I just want to be 110 pounds and a size 2. And No, it doesn't matter. It's really your body fat percentage. And if a woman can aim for, I always say, if you can aim for 20%, like, you're doing great in the body fat department. Okay. Anything above that is gravy.
And so what do you think the best way to measure that is for folks that maybe don't belong to a gym? Or
yeah.
What do you think the best way to do that?
If you don't belong to a gym, then keep it really simple and get a tape measure and just measure your inches and inches lost.
Got it.
But, you know, Tanita scales are okay. I don't know about you. I don't find mine to always be accurate. But right. There are some handheld devices you can get that are probably better than the older generations. And then, yes, if you can get, if you do belong to a gym or you know a trainer, you know, have them measure with calipers your body fat every 4 weeks to see if you're shifting. And if you can, you know, sustain yourself within what the same 1-2%, you're doing great. And that's the whole reason why I love the paleo diet, because especially my paleo chic plan, it really helps you find your unique carbohydrate tolerance so you can be
yes.
lean and muscular and
I gosh, I love it.
Fat.
Which is so important. I've given your book yesterday. I had lunch with a dear friend of mine, and she's been on HCG diet, and she's always talking about this, that, and the other thing. And I'm just like, listen, you've got to eat real food, and I'm trying to drive it. But she is so hung up, and as many people are, around this whole, you know, four-letter carb word. But your book is so interesting because, I know, carb is a four-letter
word. Why did we not think of that? Oh, my God.
Well, why did you not think of it? Because you think of pretty much everything else. Like, OMG, no, GMO, OMG, that's one of my favorites, and people are like, yeah. Why did not think of that? But you do, in your book, so it's Cave Women Don't Get Fat, you talk about everybody's individual carb tolerance and how you can find that, and I think that's so brilliant. And I have to say, so this is the Skinny on Skinny Fat, you know, just quickly, I know that there's a large television show, and I'm not going to mention any names nor networks, but I know that this year when when the winner of the particular show came out, everybody was sort of like, whoa, that is probably the wrong message that we want to give people when you're losing that much weight, because I think skinny fat happened there a little bit, or maybe skinny, just skinny, skinny.
Skinny, skinny, and some potential eating disorders.
I love the response. I love the response socially because everybody was like, hey, this girl needs to know that strong is the new thin. And I was like, whoa,
Yes. And, you know, I think that, and it's funny, a woman who does CrossFitter and won her local competition reached out to me yesterday because I talked all about the importance of being strong and embracing our curves on my Living Gorgeous blog. And she was like, dude, I am still rocking my curves. I love it. And I was like, good. And she sent me a video of all these women doing CrossFit and lifting strong. No matter what your sport is, if you can sustain your muscle mass, you will not only look absolutely hot and sexy, but you're going to support bone density and burn body fat. And really, that's the name of the game.
Yeah.
Because being skinny fat doesn't, just because you're thin, doesn't make you strong. It doesn't make you any healthier. I've seen women that are, you know, as I mentioned, that are thinner and yet at worse cardiac risk than someone who weighs more but has more muscle to fat ratio. So it's really about keeping those ratios in check and keeping your body fat down. I mean, you could be skinny but have a big rubber tire around your middle, and that makes you no healthier than someone who weighs 20 pounds more but is packed with muscle.
I call that my estrogen reserve. I'm like, hey, I'm a menopausal woman, and I got to get it from somewhere. So that little, you know, no, but so okay, so
no,
Living Gorgeous blog.
You are lean, yeah.
Well, I have to work hard. I do. So Esther Blum, you can find her on her Living Gorgeous blog, her book, Cave Women Don't Get Fat, and you know, your other book, Eat, Drink, and Be Gorgeous, when we first met and I interviewed you on my television show, I have to tell you, and of course, I've been sort of preaching to the, not choir, but preaching to my family for a long, I brought that book home, and a certain person in my family was reading it, and they're like, oh my gosh, and then, oh my God, and I'm like, I've been saying those things for 6 years, but Esther Blum has a way of putting it that you can learn. So y'all pick up her stuff. That's what, and read. It's great. You're gonna be better for it. This is Dr. Lucille on Mindful Medicine. Follow us at Twitter and Facebook at Your Radio MD.